The debate over whether to impeach President Trump continues on the floor of the House of Representatives at this hour. The actual vote will likely take place later this evening. The House is expected to vote mostly along party lines to impeach the president.
The impeachment inquiry about the president's dealings with Ukraine began 3 months ago. The final debate on the House floor began at noon. Speaker Nancy Pelosi took the floor first, face somber, dressed in black, and gave an opening statement aimed at creating an air of gravity and seriousness.
We gather today under the dome of this temple of democracy to exercise one of the most solemn powers that this body can take, the impeachment of the President of the United States.
Pelosi evoked the Pledge of Allegiance and the Congressional Oath of Office while standing next to a poster of an American flag. It was an effort to lay out what Democrats see as the stakes for this impeachment vote.
The vision of our founders for a republic, the sacrifice of our men and women in uniform to defend it, and the aspirations of our children to live freely within it. Today, we are here to defend democracy for the people. May God bless America. I yield back the balance of my time.
The debate over the two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, continued for hours. Republicans and Democrats took turns, each speaking for a minute or two. Late in the afternoon, Adam Schiff, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, took the floor.
Has he lived up to that sacred obligation? Has he honored his oath of office? Has he preserved, protected, and defended the Constitution of the United States? The uncontested evidence provides the simple yet tragic answer: he has not.
Republicans called the process unfair and political. They defended the president, often, like Mike Rogers of Alabama, echoing Trump's own words.
The matter before the House today is based solely on a fundamental hatred of our president. It's a sham, a witch hunt, and is tantamount to a coup against the duly elected president of the United States.
16 blocks of Pennsylvania Avenue, the president weighed in. On Twitter, he wrote in all capital letters, "Such atrocious lies by the radical left do-nothing Democrats. This is an assault on America and an assault on the Republican Party," followed by 4 exclamation points.